You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a ding-a-ling with a bad aim. The long arm of the law meets the yard of the deal, and a man gets on his soapbox to bring a little darkness to the Sunshine State.
All that and more on episode 137 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast.
Hey.
is it Christmas season yet?
No, it feels like it. It's actually Friday night, and episode 136 just dropped like 2 nights ago. And now here we are, and normally we record on a Monday night, but we're recording earlier.
It's called the blur.
It's the blur. Yeah, it's my fault. I'm because of the football referee stuff there. We're in the playoffs, and schedule's all turned upside down. So here we are. This is actually your work night.
Yeah. I'm pretty burnt out. It's kind of a busy day today. I don't know. The world kind of exploded and sort of my phone. So just one thing after another, but hey, you know, what can you do?
So this episode is dropping on November 7th. And as we're recording right now, I know there's an election or something going on in the States on the 6th.
Meh.
Well, for us here, that hasn't happened yet. So if the world's on fire or whatever happens, we don't know about it. So it's not like, listen to those ignorant bastards. We got rioting going on here, and they're just going on telling fucking dick jokes.
A fucking unicorn raped a camel in the middle of the fucking of Congress, and
they don't even mention it.
Not a word out of these assholes.
Jeez.
We'll mention it next time.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Boudette. So, another eight. And whatever which way our American friends, whatever way you're voting, make sure you get out and vote. But there's one thing. You ever notice people, they use conservative, the word conservative, to excuse poor behavior? Like, you know, Uncle Jim, he doesn't believe in gay marriage. Well, you know, he's just conservative. No, Uncle Jim's an asshole. So right off the bat, and you know us, we don't care which way you swing politically, but please do not use a political leaning to excuse.
Well, they do it for the liberal manners side too, right? And this is the most conservative people who are, you know, really conservative or whatever. Where we're like they where we see liberal as, you know, kind of like applying something liberally.
Yeah, exactly.
Something else. They see it as these liberals, and it's just kind of like, man, everybody's using these political terms just to kind of knock people down. It's just like, just call each other what you are.
Well, exactly, but that's what
assholes.
I mean. Like, yeah, exactly. And don't like exactly. Don't use like being, oh well, you know, Uncle Jim, he's conservative. No, he's a bigot and he's an asshole. Yeah, so just fucking just wipe that off your plate right goddamn now. Okay.
Yeah, because you're not saying everybody who's a conservative. There's some people who use the term that way.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I saw this Facebook feed. Canada was saying, oh, we're gonna introduce 300,000 more immigrants in the next couple of years. And some woman went on there and she's like, let's take care of our own first. And it's like, oh, you idiot. It's like, and then I'm looking at her, oh, what's the last name? Oh, Adams. Oh, I'm sorry. That doesn't sound indigenous to me. So I'm assuming once the Adams family arrived in Canada, that's when we stopped the immigration, right? So
yeah, I actually saw a great post today. It was on the same type of thing. It was a bunch of natives that were putting up a wall right at the shore at the beach.
Yeah.
Right as the pilgrims were arriving, and they were putting up the wall, and the guy on the boat was looking at everybody else. He says, "It's apparently not accepting any new immigrants because we won't learn their language, we won't conform to their religion,
exactly,
and we don't follow their customs. Apparently, we have to turn around."
Oh yeah, you get tons. And again, we're not. It just we're Canadian, and to be that is to have, yeah, like we're a mosaic, and yes, and you take immigration in, but you got people like, we have to, if you come to Canada, you got to learn out of the French or English, you got to, we don't force your custom on us, but then most Canadians have forced their customs from Europe onto the indigenous people here. So please, you know what I mean? Like, take a look in the fucking mirror, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, I know. Everybody has all their excuses. Oh, this is how it's established. It's been like this for, you know, like we won that war. But
We won that war.
You know, okay. Hey, I'm a French guy. We didn't win that war.
Huh? No, you did not.
We lost that war, okay?
You lost that one there. I thought.
It's that instant hate for people. I don't know. I don't have it in me.
And again, it's just the hypocrisy.
I get frustrated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the hypocrisy. And like, people need to fucking calm down. Yes, we're a social country. We have, again, like you said, welfare system. Let's take care of our own. Yes, there is a exception to the rule where it does get abused, but that's what gets highlighted. It's the same thing. You mean the squeaky wheel gets the grease. You hear the loudest voice in the crowd is usually like, if you look at everybody on social media, if you had 100 people on social media, there'd be one screaming liberal and one screaming conservative, and everybody else kind of lie sits in the middle somewhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? But all you hear is
the loudest voice is the one that gets the recognition. So
you got it.
The loudest on the left, who's like, you know, who's calling everybody a Nazi,
yeah,
and a racist, and the loudest on the right, which is calling everybody everything else.
Ours, yeah, yeah.
You know, saying that you're all immigrants and whatever. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of how you speak, but it's just like they're saying like, They're trying to take advantage of us, and they're making it, you know, they're all bums and this and that. And those are the loudest ones on the edges.
Right.
They're the ones who get the most press.
Of course.
Yeah. So the people in the middle get riled up because they're like, oh, look at that side. Look at that side. Look at this. Really, it's a very small percentage, but they're the loudest.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And again, like you said, Facebook, we haven't touched on this. I mean, we post our show on Facebook, but we don't do much more. Like, we don't really pump. You never hear me say, hey, check out our Facebook page. Like, I think I've said it 3 times in 130 some odd recordings. So, like, you tend to just hear what you want to hear. You know what I mean? Because you're in social groups that they know where you're clicking. Like, it's like, holy.
And this is why we always ask for nudes, because that's what we hear.
That's what we hear, nudes.
Yeah. That's Roman's our political leaning. Boobs.
Roman's the nude whisperer. Kind of like that movie with horses, but with nudes.
Just take your clothes off.
Other than that, okay, yeah, so here we are, Friday night. We're recording a Roman podcast just to get it in under the wire. And you know, so next week we're not going to be able, we'll have probably more to talk about because, again, there is an election going on. And, I mean, we won't talk to each other for a week.
Yeah, like Halloween just passed. So
literally.
Did anything happen at Halloween?
No, I manned the door while the wife took the baby out, and that's about it. Just not many kids.
No, I know. So my sister-in-law and my brother and my sister-in-law's place, there was no kids.
Yeah.
And we went over there, hung out there, and then, you know, watched a scary movie, and then headed back. And it's just like, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's, Halloween's not like it used to be.
Yeah,
because my family's all in transition. We've all moved into new places.
So right.
Once we're here for a little while, there we'll establish something and we'll do some fun stuff. But for now, it was. The most exciting thing was I bought the monster cereals and I brought them to a couple of my brothers. And I'm like, here.
Yeah, monster cereal.
You and your kids enjoy the monster cereals.
Oh, so delicious.
Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and the Reese Bats, and that's a new one.
Oh, nice. The
Frankenberry wasn't allowed across the border.
No, we discriminate.
Yeah.
He looks a little too pink.
Yeah.
We got enough of those.
Yeah. You're from where? Transylvania. Nice try, yeah. You fucking border jumper.
Yeah, nice back. Try.
But he is with me. Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. But the big problem with Halloween, now I got a crap ton of candy in the house. Now, candy, yes. I'm not a big candy guy, but the little tiny chocolate bars, I eat those like they're going out of fucking style. So I'm up 5 pounds.
I haven't really eaten a lot of sugar in a long time. You know, every so often something. But it was so odd to go to my brother's place, and the whole place was covered in peanut butter cups and Kit Kat, orange Kit Kat for Halloween, and the Reese cups were glow in the dark. Apparently,
I wonder what that looks like coming out.
Well, going in, it looks like a regular cup, but you turn it off, and so I think it was just the marshmallow inside or something. But I didn't have too much of that. I just had a couple pieces. I was just like, it's so weird to see this much sugar. And for me, not to give a shit.
Well, yeah, and that's fantastic. But I'm a contractor, right? And I'm working in a mall right now. And of course, when I need to use the washroom, and because I'm middle aged and I got to pee 18,000 times a fucking day because I got a bladder of a 3-year-old. So, but on the way to the washroom, I got to pass by a Cinnabon, and this is horrible. Now I've managed to only go there twice, and I've been there a few weeks. But I tell you, man, when you're using the washroom, you're going to wash your hands, getting ready for lunch. And I got some chicken and rice cooking in my little portable slow cooker, or some, Italian wedding soup, something healthy, something. And then you've got to pass by a Cinnabon. Like, yeah. I'm only human. Like,
yeah. The thing about Cinnabon is like, oh, 5 feet away from it, you're like, wow, it smells amazing.
Yeah.
And, 10, 15 feet away, you're like, oh, it smells pretty good.
Yeah.
25 feet away. It smells like skunk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got the weirdest smell. Once you're far enough away, you're like, what the hell's that odor? And you're like, that's the Cinnabon?
Yeah.
What the hell am I smelling when I'm beside it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because when I'm 25 feet away, it smells like ass.
Well, see, that's just it. When you're real close, you smell the Cinna. When you're far away, you smell the bone.
Smell the bones.
Yeah, exactly. Except here in Ontario, anyway, we have like on menus now, they have to tell you how many calories are in everything.
Yeah.
This is a new thing. It's been implemented, a couple years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And so one of these, you open, it's a little carton. It opens up like a Big Mac type thing, and they got the Cinnabon they put in there for you. A regular size one is 870 fucking calories.
Damn.
And to translate, a guy my size would have to go on a treadmill for, 2 hours at a real quick clip to burn off 870 calories.
Oh yeah,
like that's pretty crazy. It's beyond disgusting, but they're so good.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to worry about that anymore. Yeah. And then I'm making maple butter for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
As gifts to some of my family and friends. And I have a new recipe that's pretty good. So, but again, it's not something I'm keeping, because like last year I made Italian peaches,
right?
It's a dessert, and they turned out fairly well. And I also made, I forgot the name of it, but it's an Italian pastry with pastry cream in it. So it's kind of like what we would call a flaky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So just a pastry dough.
Right.
And then you open it up and you put pastry cream in the middle.
Oh, nice.
And so, yeah, it was pretty good. And, covered with a little bit of dark cocoa and some sugar on top, and boom, send it out. Everybody was pretty happy with it. But this year I'm going to go a little different and just go with some pretty unique maple butter. So
nice. Yeah. Well, and
but again, it's not something I care to keep.
Well, that's my secret. And even when we had a house full here, and what I usually do, I true confession, I'm a Canadian. Yes. I'm not big on maple.
I'm huge on maple, yeah, and I love butter.
I love butter. But for me, maple's not my thing. So if I'm buying a box of cookies for the family, I'll buy like the maple cookies, because I know I'll stay out of them. If I have a box of President's Choice chocolate chip, like, it's screaming at me to come get it.
For those who've never seen Canadian maple cookies, they're shaped like maple leaves.
Yes.
Right? They have, they're brown like the maple, and then the filling is the same color. It's that beige maple color.
Yep.
And if you go on YouTube, look up reactions to eating Canadian candy, and they usually end up by having the maple cookies, and I think only once have I ever seen somebody say they didn't like it. Everybody else, they just kind of stop in their tracks and go, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're so good.
What is this? Yeah.
Yeah. We have
one more thing here it's probably the equivalent of a nuclear bomb when it comes to sugar.
What?
And that is it's called in French, la sucre à crème.
Right.
Right. They don't really call it cream sugar. I guess that's what the translation of it.
Yeah.
Kind of like a dulce de leche there, like the Mexican version.
Okay.
Of caramel. So if you take, it's basically really, really concentrated sugar and maple, and it's amazing. But some people call it fudge. It's not really fudge, it's just amazingly, like, it's a little cube, like an inch by an inch.
Yep.
Don't make the mistake of shoving it in your mouth like some people have done online.
Yeah, you will go into anaphylactic shock.
You go instant diabetes.
And not only instant, you get all the diabetes. You get type 1, type 2, gestational. Like, I'm a man. How did I get pregnant and get gestational diabetes? Well, you ate the sugar cube, you stupid ass.
You get feline diabetes.
You get everything.
Everything, man.
I'm blind.
So it's funny because I saw one guy do that, pop it in his mouth, and I was just like, no, don't. And, you know, I'm watching a YouTube video. What am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah.
No. And the guy was like, oh, my God. And the girl sitting there taking a small bite, real dainty bite. She doesn't know, right?
Yeah.
She didn't want to eat too much. She didn't want to.
Of course not. No.
Just in a little inch cube. But she was like, boy, am I glad I took a small bite.
Yes. So a little
cube will last you for a day.
Yeah, yeah. So American friends, give the maple cookies a try. Again, I'm not a maple guy, so it's not my thing. But, you mean, hey, tons of people love them. So
poutine, maple cookie. I'm telling you, you come up here.
Yeah.
You better hope that you're not marked as a pre-existing condition when you go back home, because you won't be covered.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna have to stay up here just for the healthcare.
Just for the healthcare, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. Let's look into American diets. Oh no.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, dear God, no.
Texas is what? The fattest what? Oh, is that even possible?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
That is a jug.
What are you guys doing? Actually, on that topic, when I go to the States for different conventions and whatnot, portion size, holy shit, guys.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. But, like, I remember going to get, like, I tried to eat healthy. I remember going in just the hotel little restaurant here they had, and I was buying, I'll just get a club sandwich. I got it in a box. I went back to the hotel. I'm open up. There's a club sandwich, but it's made with, like, extra thick Texas toast bread, and it's on a bed of potato chips. I'm like, what the fuck is it? I didn't order all this. Like, I'm not complaining, but at the same time, holy shit.
Yeah, it's like when they go, they're like, do you know how much a portion of meat is? It's about the size of your palm or like a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those novelty ones, the really big ones.
Yeah. So how many are you having those? Those, like, you know,
is it
like
a box of decks of cards? Is that what it is? They're like, no. I'm like, well, I'm still confused. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, wow. Anyway, you know what? We're rambling on. We're like, we're just running way late into the show here. So should we dump in this? Just even get a couple headlines in here?
Yeah, we're going to throw a couple headlines in there.
Why not?
All right. So Florida man sits on gun, shoots self in penis.
Of course. Of course. You know,
pull the old trigger on trigger.
Yes. Okay. So, again, and is gun control and safety wasn't on or something, or?
Yeah, he actually had it in the driver's seat of his car.
Right. As you do.
Yeah, he was taken to the hospital by a woman, probably now just a friend.
Yes. You want to go to the friend zone real quick?
Yeah, shoot your dick off. Oh my God, this is my boyfriend. Bang! This is my girlfriend.
This is my friend. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but
get him to the hospital. Apparently he's transitioning right in front of me.
Yes. Can he still open jars? Because he's pretty much fucking useless now.
And for those who are missing penises, we apologize.
We apologize for your missing penis.
So he was, I don't know what he was doing. He shot himself in his Nissan Altima, and he came home on their Freedom Crossing Trail. And in a panic, he ran straight to the bathroom.
Right.
She said she followed him, saw he had a gunshot wound to his penis. So she took him to the hospital.
Of course.
Where he underwent surgery. She said the man told her that he sat on the gun, which accidentally went off. That's what he told police. Police were called to the hospital just before 3 a.m. because the gunshot wound, of course, like you got to call the cops every time.
As you do, yes.
So they said that they found out that he was convicted of cocaine possession in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible he'll be facing charges for possession of a firearm because he was a convicted felon.
Oh, yeah. So I'm hoping there's a rule that I'm not fully, educated on American gun law or Floridian gun laws for that matter. But I guess if you are a felon, you cannot own one, or you should not.
No, you can't.
You can. That you're second
So it's like the decision of your life right there. It's like you just shot yourself in the penis.
Yes.
You need to rush to the hospital. Otherwise, you'll lose your penis.
Or but go to jail.
If you go to the hospital, they'll know it's a gunshot wound, and you're going to go to jail.
You're right.
Do you go to jail, or do you lose your penis? Jail! Going to jail.
Going to jail. I'm going to jail.
You just, you can stop talking, but I'm not finished. Shut up. Jail. Jail.
Just save my penis. Well, okay, and first of all, okay, again, we've been over this, like, this whole gun stuff, like, we have a different sensibility of guns. We've all been around them growing up here, obviously, because we're from small town hunting and this and that, and education and whatnot.
Yeah, and we're less exposed to handguns, so we don't...
Because we don't shoot a lot of deer with our fucking handgun.
Yeah, there's a lot of... places in the U.S. where handguns are so pervasive that, you know, they'll just throw them on the seat of the car when, you know, they get in the car. And then but I guarantee you that's not what happened. The dude did not just sit on the gun and shot himself in the dick.
Something happened. So, yeah.
His girlfriend shot him in the dick.
Yeah, exactly. Something went sideways.
Yeah. So that's when you're like, you know, you go to hospital. They're like, well, it could be much worse. And then you look over your buddies and you're like, see, you wanted me to get a 45 caliber, but I bought a 22 caliber.
Now I have half a penis.
Now I still have a penis. If I bought a 45 caliber, I'd have nothing.
Well, you wouldn't have hips. Fuck you to be gone. This guy, obviously something went sideways. Good for him. He's going to go take the jail time and keep his penis. So thumbs
up.
Well,
I don't know if he's going
to
keep his penis, but we're pulling for him.
We are now. Just on that topic there, you know, I'm a drywall finisher, right? I tape and whatnot. And basically when they throw the drywall up, I get it ready for paint. So I'm the middleman. I was doing a job in downtown Toronto for one of the banks, but it was a security deposit place. And they had a teller behind this bulletproof glass. But what they wanted installed and what they called it was bulletproof drywall. Now, it's not actual drywall that you finish, but it's fiberglass that goes underneath the drywall. So you use a heavy gauge framing, and then they have these sheets of, like, they're 4x12, and it's 4 inches of fiberglass compressed into, like, a quarter inch. And it can literally stop a 45 Magnum handgun at point-blank range. And they even give you strips, 4-inch strips, to go in between the sheets so a bullet won't stray in between the two sheets when you're putting them up. So you put up this fiberglass, and then you put up the drywall on top of it, and then that way anybody coming in, and I guess their thought behind it is, if you have anything bigger than a 45, they're going to fucking see you coming.
Where was this?
This is just in downtown Toronto.
Yeah, but like, is it like a rapper's house or something? Like,
no, it's for a bank, but a security, like,
oh, bank.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. But a bank office where they do security deposits and everything else. And so, but anyway, yeah. So basically, this booth where this woman sits, to take the deposits. She's completely surrounded with this bulletproof drywall. Like, and again, if you're gonna shoot through it, you need something bigger than a 45, so they're probably gonna see you coming. Like,
yeah, no shit. Is that a it's a 50 caliber Desert Eagle? No, okay, I'm gone.
Yeah, exactly. But ironically, this stuff was specially shipped up to here from Texas.
Yeah, if anybody knows how to do it,
exactly. Why would they need that there? I don't understand. Anyway, that's just side tangent. That's just, you know.
Okay, next story.
Sure.
Something County deputy accused of pawning stolen guns. A deputy was arrested on Monday, accused of pawning guns that had been loaned to him for use during a concealed weapons course that he was teaching. So what happened here was the guy who shot himself in the dick was supposed to take this class.
Right, probably,
but,
yeah.
But the cop sold the guns for money. So then that guy didn't have any money, didn't have any training, and he shot himself in the dick. These things happen.
But then again, this is what we were talking about the gun education. Like, especially up here, we get a lot of hunting education, like when we were younger. So so this officer, I'm assuming, had these guns and was putting a course on, right, for gun safety, right? Probably, I'm assuming. And then he just decided to sell them. And not only sell them, just pawn them?
Yeah, exactly, pawn them. And then he got called out by somebody, she reported him and basically, he's been charged with 2 counts of grand theft of firearm and 2 counts of violation of the Pawnbrokers Act. Yeah, I guess you can get fined for fucking selling stolen shit.
Well, you're selling stuff that's not yours, of course. Yeah, like I guess because pawning is a way for quick cash. You know,
yeah.
You mean, and again, you know, like, but then again, like, you know, like, fuck, if there was something, oh, I don't know, like a registry or something.
He's a police deputy.
Yeah.
Like, here, take these guns and teach somebody a course on concealed weapons. Like, so these aren't traceable, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so all these guns with the VIN number filed off.
I'll just use wooden paper and rubber bands, right? And then to pretend I have a gun.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'll sell these. Genius.
Or just teach the course and sell them after. So, you know, and you get charged for the course and you charge for the guns. Like it just is just.
Dude's very enterprising.
Well, yeah, but he's also fucking stupid. Like, you mean, like, you don't, especially firearms. Like, you're in the evidence locker. Grab a bag of blow, for fuck's sakes. Like, not where the pawn shop's going to trace it back. Yeah, I'm teaching a course on
cocaine. No serial numbers.
No serial number on cocaine. I don't know, let alone fact.
Dave, what the hell's wrong with you, man? Oh, I got a bad buzz. Did you snort the serial number again, you stupid motherfucker? No, never heard that. Not a conversation that happens.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, come on, people. Like, I know, again, please, I'm not telling police officers to go in the evidence room and steal cocaine. Like, and again, we have to say this, like, legal disclaimers.
Look, you're talking to cops, whether you tell them not or to do something or not do something, they ain't going to listen to you. Right?
No,
they've been trained to just listen to themselves.
Yes.
Right. So feel free.
Feel free. Yeah. Okay.
What about the serial number? You fucking, anyways.
Yeah. So, and if anything, don't even beyond guns and courses and everything, don't steal from work and sell at a pawn shop.
You don't know me.
I'm not talking to you. I hope not.
Don't steal from work. Oh, wait.
Oh,
actually, it's nothing at my work to steal. I work from home.
Yeah, you work from home. You're like, you're stealing it.
I just stole all my own shit. I'm a badass.
You sold your microwave again, didn't you? Yeah. Yeah, I did. I'm not smart.
All right. So, last story?
Sure.
Okay, real quick. You know, you're going to enjoy this one. It's kind of a topper to everything we've ever done.
Okay.
Florida man arrested after yelling about how terrible Florida is.
It's not terrible. It's fucking entertaining.
Not if you live there. From the police spotter, a man was arrested after the day after Thanksgiving after he yelled at people in the streets about how terrible Florida is. Police said, the man, 62 years old, was yelling at people in St. Petersburg when the cops arrived. And according to a report, he began yelling at the officers and said that Florida was an inferior state, that every state was better. And according to the report, he was apparently, this guy was born in Hawaii.
Okay. Yeah.
He told police that if they arrest him, he would kill them. Oh, okay. So not a smart guy.
No.
According to the report, he continued for about 5 minutes before calming down. And he faces charge of disorderly conduct. It's like, Florida is fucking horrible. Yeah, we know. We live here, man.
Well, yeah, but that's just, okay, so he's there screaming in the street. What were they reaction? Shut up, man. There's tourists here. Yeah, they know. Like, we're not trying to bash Florida. And I've been there, and you've been there. And it's
quite
Florida, lovely.
But, I mean, like,
but 98% of the fucking freaky news we get for this show comes out of Florida. Like it's not, no exaggeration. Like it's
the sun bakes everybody's brain, man. I don't know. But to me, it's entertaining. It's just the guy runs outside. Florida's horrible. This place is terrible. Gotcha. What's going on? Yeah. Apparently we
suck.
Florida's terrible. Really?
Really?
Do tell. Oh, no. Listen to this.
Listen to him. You don't read a newspaper. So what do we... Oh, my God. We can't go to Florida.
You're an inferior state. I do feel kind of inferior.
Yes.
So do I.
And so does the guy who just shot his cock off. He's having an inferior complex, too. That's weird.
Fuck.
Oh, so what are you saying? We, Roman and Rob, can never go back to Florida? Or if we do, like, go incognito?
No. They're going to be like, oh, hey, you guys get us, man.
We get you. Yeah. And we get a lot of shit from you. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, again, people, thanks for that. We have it for Roman and I, this has been a short week, but for you, for the regular listener, no, you've had to wait the whole time. So again, we have no idea what's going on in the election. That hasn't happened for us yet. We like future us are probably talking about it right now. So, again, if the world's on fire, we don't know. So real quick, just a couple quick bits of housekeeping. If you're looking for the show on Twitter, we are at Roman Pod and Cast, and we are also Roman Pod and Cast on Instagram. You can find myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. You can find Roman. He is Roman Citizens on everything. Twitter, Snapchat, Christian Grinder, Tinder, or whatever the Instagramming stuff.
Snap Christian Mingle.
Snap that Christian Mingle. So you can find him there. He is Roman Citizens on all social media.
And for the holidays, I'm also on that new app where you find somebody just by looking at their genitals. It's called Jingle Balls.
Jingle Balls. Do you use a periscope or?
You need a telescope.
You need a telescope. You turn it the other way. Wow, my balls are really far away.
Every woman's like, just the way we want them.
Just the way. Nice and out of reach. And of course, do not forget our website, RomanPodcast.com. You can check out the networks we're on, the Tangible Network, the EMC Podcast Network. And we're also endorsed by Emotionally 14. That's Emotionally 14, the numeric 14. Do not spell it out. Go to emotionally14.com and check out everything there and all the other good shows that all the networks have to offer. And of course, do not forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any Tasty Nudes you'd like to send Roman, send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com. You have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me. I'm happily married, but I can peruse a tasteful nude. RomanPodcast@gmail.com. And last but not least, do not forget about a review reach round. If you'd like to give Roman or Rob a review reach round, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating review. We call that the review reach around.
That's a 5-star Florida's terrible reach around.
So until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangible Network? That's right. Go check out tangiblenetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiblenetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.